Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the fifth shiur on the topic of Mechias Amalek. We learned at the outset of the first shiur that Chazal Darshan Midor Dor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nishba, Bekisei HaKavod, that if the Umos come, he's Makabal the Umos, but he's not Makabal Amalek. That Amalek can't be Mizgayer. So, based on what we learned until now, we can explain as follows that the Amalekim, as we saw, are mechuyavim misam mitzad atzman. And therefore, not only are the Jewish people commanded to destroy them, but God is going to destroy them, the Jewish people don't destroy them. If that's the case, that they're mechuyav mitzah mitzad atzman, and therefore it's not only the Jewish people who have to wipe them out, but even Hashem. So, but legabe the drasha of midor dor, legabe kabbalas geirim, it's the same geder. In other words, it's a chiyuv mitzah v'cheftza gam kishen is geiru. That even after they convert, they're mechuyav mitzah v'cheftza, and through their geirus, their chiyuv mitzah isn't poikea, doesn't go away. And it has nothing to do with the din of ishtani din, ishtani k'tala, when their din changes and their misa changes. Like by Bnei Noach, that a Bnei Noach was mischayiv misa and he's misgayer. So we say ishtani din, ishtani k'tala, the din changes, so the misa changes, Sanhedrin 71b. Because they were talking about an onesh ben avera, he gets an onesh ben avera, so if his din changes, he doesn't get the onesh in the avera. Because the Gemara is told that you love it hashta. If he would do the avera now, so he wouldn't be chayiv, so Mimela, he's not chayav what he did before. But this Ger HaMaleki, his chiyuv misa is in Pakei Al Gege Russo, because it's not because of any avera that he did. V'hem b'gur aliyah b'shoiftim b'perek chop pasuk yud aleph, mashikos b'zayin amin l'mash elo yilmedu. And we're not supposed to learn from the Shiva Amin, that's why they're chayav misa, so we don't learn from them. But if they do tshuva and they're misgayer, atar roshay l'kablan, says the gur aliyah. The pshita lei, de la'ach ha'geros leka din ha'riga. So it's pashit there to the... it's mainly the Mizrahi, that after the Geirus of the Shiva Amimin, there's no din of Hariga. You don't have to kill them because I am Asu Tshuva. It says, Laman Asher Lo Yilmedu. You don't learn from them, but if they did Tshuva, they're Mizgayer, so you can accept them. And the Gra'iyah writes, but you need a Pasuk. Without a Pasuk, you would think you should kill them even after Geirus. So, when it comes to the Zayin Amimin, so the Mizrahi is correct. Once they convert, they're no longer a member of the Zayin Amimin. And therefore, Lachar Geirus, there's no din Hariga. But Legabe Amalek, even after they convert, but we still have a... they're Mechuyav and Misa B'cheftza, it doesn't matter that they did Shuvah. It doesn't matter they want to convert. It's a din B'cheftza. If it was just that we shouldn't learn from them, so we're not going to learn from them, they convert, everything is fine. But by Amalek, they have a din misa v'cheftza, so it doesn't help that they convert. It's not just a matter of us not learning from them. They're essentially chayv misa. However, it's also pashut that logora me'amalek shekibol zayin mitzvah shein organos, so the Rambam paskins, that if a Amalekite was Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, then he's not Chayav Misa. Perek Vav Alachadal Hilchos Malachim. And even though below Hishlimu, Hargamos Hem Gam Achakach Kshachakach Yikabel Mitzvahs. So if they're not Mashlim, then it doesn't help afterwards that they're Mekabel Mitzvahs. But if they're Mashlim in the first place, then Ein Hargamos Hem. They make Shalom, they say they're going to keep the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. However, that is because and there's din hariga kol amalekim. But if nisgayer v'nasi yisraelenu b'chlal, but if that's if he's not doesn't become Jewish, and then afterwards the kabbalah shavim mitzvah isn't going to help. Once there's already a war neged amalek, so all the amalekites are included. But if the Amalekite, so like this, if the Amalekite was makabel the Zayin mitzvahs and they were mashlims, so you don't touch them. If they weren't mashlims, then it's too late, then there's a war against Amalek. Even if afterwards they want to kind the mitzvahs, the Zayin mitzvahs, it doesn't help. But if the Amalekite was misgayer and he became the Jew, so any bucha is not included in the war, and you have to be done ala bifnei atzmo, you have to judge him independently, and he was makabel mitzvahs of Am Yisrael, and therefore there's no din hariga. But if he's over on the Kabbalah Samitzis, then his Kabbalah is going to be misbatil and he's going to be killed, mitzad amalek, and that's the Ikur Joshua midor ador, shegam beyoysa Yisrael, that even when he's a Jew, so lo pokachi of mitzad amalek, he still has his chiv mitzad amalek. And therefore you can, legocholotzis harigas Yisrael, you're killing a Jew, midin amalek. And therefore, in Makabal Malayim Gerim, so there's no outcome of Harigas Yisrael, Shalom Midin Yisrael, that you can end up killing a Jew, Lomidin Yisrael, you can end up killing a Jew, Midin Amalek. So if he wants to convert, so ideally you shouldn't accept him, because then you might end up, he might be over on his mitzvahs, and then you're going to kill Midin Amalek. You don't want to do that, you don't want to kill a Jew, Midin Amalek, because he's a Jew now. So therefore you don't accept him in the first place. But if he converts, but he still has a Din Jew. If you accept him, then the acceptance is an acceptance, but he have it. So there's not a din behilchas geirus. Rather, it's a toitzah kechiyuv mechiyuvat kamalik. If an outcome is chiyuvat amalik, atamalik, if he tries to convert. So you don't accept him because he's going to end up being an amalekite. You're going to end up killing him as a Jewish amalekite. Vaday uvaday ba'avro v'kabalu tochel ageirus. But if we were over on the Avera, in other words, we were makabali with the ger amaleki, so the geirus is chal. But it's just not the right thing to do. And therefore, we learn in the Gemara, Bnei Barav Shel Hamalam the Torah Bnei Brak, because the Geirus was Chal. And the Rambam doesn't bring this Lahalacha because it's not a din. It's not a din. It's just a Chiyuv Misa Shenishar Alav. In other words, if it were a din, a Yunam Akabos, the Rambam would have brought it. But rather, it's in the Chiyuv Misa Shenishar Alav. That he still has a Chiyuv Misa Al Tzamalik. That's why you're not accepting him. And the Amala and the Mechilta is not talking about that directly, and therefore the Rambam doesn't bring it. But what does the Mechilta say? The Mechilta just says that you're not Mekabel Geirim, and they're not being Mekabel Geirim isn't Mitzad Hilchas Geirus. It's Mitzad that afterwards he's going to remain with his Shem Amaleki, and if he's over on his mitzvahs, then he's going to be killed. But the Mechilta doesn't say this explicitly, therefore the Rambam doesn't bring it down Lahalacha. So again, it's not a din in Hilchos Geirus. The Rambam doesn't bring it down not to be Mekabalim, but rather it's because he remains with the Chiyuv Misa. And the Mechilta doesn't say this explicitly, so the Rambam doesn't say it either. So now it would appear that we have the Mechilta about the Harigas Ger Amaleki. What did the Mechilta say? Why was the Amaleki killed? So again, as we saw in the first shir, it says there that So we were makabel from the umos, but we're now makabel from Amalek. David says the Nar who killed Shaul. He says, "Where are you from?" He says, "I'm the son of Ger Amaleki." So David, remember what was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You have me call umos that not to be makabel Amalek." Your blood is in your head. You did it to yourself. You answer yourself by saying you're a Ger Amaleki. And he killed him. And therefore it says, Midor Ador. It's from generation to generation. So again, the first year we asked, why did the Rambam bring this to Halacha? And now we understand why. Because it's not a Halacha in Hachos Geirus. It's because it is his Totzah that he's going to remain an Amalekite. And Alta Amalekite is going to be Chayiv Misa as a Yisrael. Even though he's, in other words, he converts, and the conversion is a good conversion, and then he's going to be killed if he was over on the mitzvahs as an Amalekite. So that part isn't explicit in the Medrash, so the Rambam doesn't bring it. Part about not accepting him is in Midin Hilchos Geirus. So the Rambam doesn't bring it in his halachas of converting. And it's just the illusion in the Medrash that we're supposed to understand on our own is because we're worried that afterwards he's going to go back and become be over on his mitzvahs and then be chayav misa as a Jew, but we're killing him as an Amalekite even though he's already a Jew, and that's not explicit. So the Rambam doesn't bring it. And then we asked, what about the Medrash that says Mivnei Banavsha? Right, it's not explicit in the Medrash that this whole idea that we're saying that the reason we don't accept him as a ger is because we're concerned that he's going to go back and act like an Amalekite, and then we're going to have to kill him. We don't want to do that. And that's the real concern. So it isn't really a din. It's just a concern that we're not accepting him because of what might happen afterwards. But it's not a concrete din. It's not a solid din. We're not doing it because of that concern. So again, this is just alluded to in the Medrash, but it's not explicit. So if the Rambam doesn't bring it, and what about if they come to convert, they convert, the conversion is accepted. So that answers that kasha that we asked. So we want to understand now what's pshat in the Medrash. He says, oh, you said you're a ger maleki, so now I'm going to have to kill you. Damcha baroshcha, picha nebucha. It's your mouth that made you, that killed you. And now it's b'chayv misa. And David had him executed. And we discussed that Medrash at length. What it means, we asked various questions in the first shir. And we also saw the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yud Ches Halacha Vav, where the Rambam says he was killed either because Horas Shah or Midin Malchus. So which one is it? Is it because of Gera Maleki or because of Horas Shah and Din Malchus? So, Ein Kan Stira. Ela Shedvrei Mashlimim Zeim Zed Zed Lama. Shere Ikar Dvrei Rambam Velchot Sanhedrin Sham Linyan Shein Odat Baal Din Mechayevet Mitayim. Ve'arze Eksha Me'arigat David. So the Rambam there in Hilchos Sanhedrin is saying that you can't self-incriminate yourself. You can't incriminate yourself. We can't, in Jewish law, you can't incriminate yourself. So now he asks Marigas David, this guy incriminated himself. So the Fimashin et Bail, Gam Dvoya Mechilta Chalagas Visraelu. So we said, according to the Mechilta, the Geir is Chal, and he's a Jew, and therefore he can't incriminate himself. So what's the Teretz? As Bar Kochenu, Terutz Rambam, Midin Malchut, Oh, Mitzat Horat Shah. So he killed him, so how did he kill him? I is a Jew. I is a Jew. Jews now let him incriminate himself. It doesn't work. So the answer is David Melch killed him. Midin Malchus, Midin Haras Shah. Ela Degam Horat Shah, Midin Malchut by Siba. V'yevshal Lago Stam. But even Haras Shah and Din Malchus, a reason is required. You can't stam kill him. You need a reason. V'kvar B'yer Shem Amalbim Shmuel Beis Paragal of Pasuk Tes. Shishol Goses V'gavr K'tila Hayagam Koidim Shagu Amaleki. That Shol was already on his way to die before the Ger Amaleki killed him. And betray for there's no Din Rotzeach. V'ein Bo Siba Tariga. V'mikol Makom Harago. But if there's no Din Rotzeach, there's no Sibas Hariga. And nevertheless, he killed him. So again, we have a few elements over here. We have the Malbim that says that he was a Goses. He was dying anyway, before the Amalekite killed him. So betray if there's no Din Rotzeach. Betray if there's no Din Rotzeach. And there was no Sibas Hariga. There was no reason to kill him. And nevertheless, he killed him. And now the Mechilta brings, Hadei Makabla. Mechilta says, you're not Makabla Gerim from Amalek. Shenet Be'er Kanal, Shemishum Ze, Yesh Bo Din Hariga, Bishmarat Mitzvot Yisrael. Zrev Av Bishen Rotzech, Lechiyuv Mito, Makom Kol Rak Ptur B'nei Adam. What do we say before? We said before that if an Amalekite doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvot, doesn't keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, not the Sheva mitzvahs, an Amalekite convert doesn't keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, so you're killing me, Din Amaleki. That's why the Mechilta says, Ein Makabim Gerim an Amalek. Why not? Because you're concerned he's not going to keep the mitzvahs, and then you're going to have to kill him as an Amalekite, even though he's Jewish. And you don't want that to happen, so you're not Makabim in the first place. But you see, I'll call from the Mechilta that when the Amalekite doesn't keep his mitzvahs, so he's killed out to Amalekite, even though he's already Jewish, after he converted. So the Lechil, you don't accept him, but if you do, then he's accepted. Now, when you kill a treifa, somebody kills a treifa, somebody's going to die anyway. So even though he's not a rotzech l'chi of misa, you're not mechayev in misa, but it's only p'tur b'de'ada. But it's definitely an iser, Rambam rotzech 2:8. And if so, it was a bitl kabbalas and mitzvahs and vatzos kabbalas and mitzvahs shevim v'leki v'sibel harga. So now there is a sibas hariga. Treifa ain't bo din rotzeach, ain't bo sibas hariga. So there was no reason to kill him, because since a treifa, there's no din rotzeach. So since Shaul was a treifa, He's no Sibas Hariga of the Amaleki because Shaul was anyway a Gosei. It's because Shaul was anyway a Treifa. So therefore, he's not a Rotzeach. Right, he's not a Rotzeach, but he's still an Avarian. He's still an Avarian for killing Shaul. Val Berura Sibah. So what happened over here? He was mevatel his mitzvahs when he killed Shaul. Now he did an averit. He did this even though it's you're not a rotzeach if you killed Treifa, but he still did his averit. So now there's a sibah. Ah, he incriminated himself. He incriminated himself. So how can you accept his self-incrimination to kill him? Therefore, the Rambam writes, was midin malchus v'harasha. So the Rambam shtims beautifully with the Mechilta. Again, the Mechilta said that why did he kill him? He killed him because of what the Ger HaMaleki said, that I'm a ben HaMaleki. And the Rambam says he killed him because of a harasha. Din malchus. So I was saying two different things. The answer is no. Answer is no. The Mechilta is saying we don't accept him as a ger because he might come back and be mevatel his mitzvahs and then you kill him at the Amaleki. And that's what happened over here. When he killed Shaul, he admitted it. So he's incriminating himself. So that's why the Rambam had to come on to the reason of Midin Malchus and Aras Shah to accept his self-incrimination. So therefore the Rambam stems with the Mechilta. And we have a story in in the same parak of the of in the parak, not in the same parak, but it's more based parak Dalet. It says Vayishma ben Shaul, and Shaul's son heard that Avner died in Hebron, and his hands became feeble, and all of Israel was dismayed. And Shaul's son had two men, the heads of troops. The name of one was Bana, v'shem v'sheni Rechav ben Riman abe Rosi, ben Binyamin Yamin kim Rosi Chashival ben Yamin. And the Beerus fled to Gittim, and they were living there until this day. And then Yonason, the son of Shaul, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news of Shaul and Yonason came from Yisrael. And in her haste to flee, he fell and became lame, and his name is Mephibosheth. And the sons of Rimon. So here you have the son of Shaul, Ishbosheth, and he's taking his midday rest. And they came inside the house as buyers of wheat, and they struck him under the fifth rib. And Rechav'bana's brother escaped. And they came to the house, and he was lying in his bed in his bedroom, and they struck him, and they put him to death. And they removed his head, Vesiris Rosho, Vechuris Rosho, because they killed him, took his head. They bring the head of this Ishbosheth to David and Hebron, and they said, "Here's the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, your enemy, who sought your life, and Hashem has granted my lord, the king, the vengeance this day of Shaul and of his seed." And David answered Rechav and Banah, his brother, the sons of Rimon, Beerus, and he said to them, "As the Lord lives, who delivered my person from every distress, ויצב דוד את נערם ויגור ויקצו את ידיהם ותרוק להם ויתלו את ברכה בחברון וצור שישבוש את סלקחו ויגור בקבר אבנר בחברון. So he said to him, "Whoa, you think you're doing me a big favor, Rechav and Bana, by killing Ishbosheth? You're not doing me a big favor at all. Because the same thing that they told me they killed Shaul, I killed him. And they thought he's getting a reward. You also, what did you kill? What did you kill an innocent first person for? And he slew them. He slew them. What? Whoa. What is he slaying them for? They admitted on their own. They didn't have Edom. So the answer is it's the same gather. As I was reading out this whole perek, showed it's the same gather that he killed the Ish HaMaleki, the Ben Ish HaMaleki. They killed Bana and He killed Bana and Rechav, Bnei Reuben and Bnei Ratzi. So these two people. So when he killed him without Edim. Why was it? It must be Harad Shah. It was obviously Harad Shah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to that David HaMelech had to kill him without Edim. So in the same way, when he killed the when he killed the Yishe Ben Yishe Maleki who killed Shaul, who admitted to killing Shaul, it was the same idea. It's the same idea that it was a Harad Shah. So again, the Rambam is matchlim the Rambam is matchlim the Divrei HaMechilta. The Mechilta says he was killed because he was an Amalekite, which means he came back to. He was over on his mitzvahs, so now he's chayv mitzvahs an Amalekite. But how do you believe him? And the answer is because of Harad Shah, even though it's a Yisrael, but he believed him to incriminate himself because of Harad Shah, because of. Of Malchus. So we'd like to go more into this parak in the next year, so hopefully we'll see more. But that answers some of the kashas that we had. This year answers some of the kashas that we had in the first year. And with Hashem, we will continue. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.